You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2 from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education. Here's what you should know today. The fate of gig workers is in the hands of California voters. A ballot measure would create a new classification for people who have been contractors. Uber and Lyft have threatened to leave the state if it fails. The iPhone 12 Pro is the awkward middle child in Apple's 2020 lineup. Apple's $1,000 iPhone is not quite the best iPhone, but it does offer some compelling upgrades. The phone's best feature is LiDAR. This is the same tech self-driving cars use to instantly map their surroundings and help them navigate busy streets. Far-right factions say they're willing to take action to keep President Trump in the White House. From private Facebook groups devoted to the QAnon conspiracy theory to alternative social media sites colonized by white supremacists to Telegram group chats for anti-government militias, far-right chatter has risen to a constant hum. The question is whether those actions are viable or dangerous. And it's time to talk about COVID-19 and surfaces again. In the early days, we furiously scrubbed, afraid we could get sick from the virus lingering on objects and surfaces. But what do we know now? Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.